NASA has partnered with the Agriculture Department's Forest Service in an effort to better protect firefighters. The hope is that the same technology that protects NASA's spacecrafts on reentry can save firefighters trapped in an inferno. Anthony Calamino is the Senior Materials Research Engineer at NASA Langley. He tells Federal News Radio's Matt Wingfield more about the technology and the partnerships.
The flexible thermal protection technology is basically a thermal blanket, and it is designed to protect vehicles from the extreme temperatures of entry. So what NASA is doing is they're developing this technology to protect large deployable aeroshells that would open up our ability to seek other missions.
How hot does reentry get? I assume it's not nearly as hot as a wildfire.
Actually, reentry temperatures can get to be quite a bit hotter than a wildfire. Temperatures on some entry vehicles can be as high as 4,000 or 5,000 degrees F, perhaps even higher. It depends on the amount of mass coming in and the velocity.
So what does NASA want to repurpose this technology for? How is it going to help firefighters?
Well, NASA's been developing this technology to enhance our entry capability into planets such as Mars and recovery of certain hardware at Earth. We recognized early on that it would have a potential application in the commercial world for fire protection, and one of those applications that we thought this technology might be a good fit for was protecting wildfire fighters.
What made you think that? Was there a specific incident that caused you to say, we could use this for something else?
The Arizona wildland fire that they had a few years back, 2 years back, in which I think 19 firefighters lost their lives because they were entrapped by the fire itself. And we felt that that was time for us to get in touch with the Forestry Service and to talk with them to find out whether or not some of the things that we were working on might help the design of their protection.
So what stage is this currently at? Is there a prototype? Is this still in the idea phase, or how far along is it?
We actually have moved this along quite far. We've been engaged now with the Forestry Service for 12 months, a little bit more than 12 months now, and we have produced designs that are consistent with what they would see as something firefighters would be willing to carry. We actually have a couple of designs that we've put together, and we've manufactured test prototypes of them. And we actually were in a test, an open fire test, up in the Northwest Territories of Canada about 2 weeks ago. And we actually had some tents out in some fire exposure tests.
What is this exactly? Is it like a backpack? Is it a jacket?
You can think of them as a large sleeping bag. What they currently use, which is called the M2002, looks very much like a large mummy sleeping bag. It is an aluminized glass cloth tent shelter. They call it a fire shelter. And it rolls up to be a volume that's a little bit bigger than a half gallon of milk. It weighs about the same as a half gallon of milk, interestingly. And they carry it on their backs when they fight fires. They're mandated that they have to carry the shelter when they're fighting a fire.
So what are the limitations, I guess, of the current version that they're using? I mean, does it protect them for like 10 minutes? Do you get 30 seconds? I mean, what's the baseline right now?
Well, principally, the fires, that's something that's very similar to NASA's entry conditions, is that the amount of time that the shelter is actually exposed to flame is relatively short. It can be a minute, 2 minutes, something like that, and the fire moves over very rapidly, but of course it moves over with extreme temperatures. The current shelter is designed to handle thermal radiation very well. That's the silver color or the silver appearance of the shelter is essentially what they're doing, is reflecting a lot of that radiant heat back out. The one design challenge with the current fire shelters is that they don't handle convective heating very well, which is actual contact with the flames or hot gas contact with the tent. And that's the area where NASA has been focusing its effort, is to improve the convective capability of the fire shelter.
Okay, so you mentioned that there was testing about 2 weeks ago. What were some of the results of that? Are things looking
Well, they're very preliminary. We just got back, and the test engineers are still looking through the data. The insulations that we're looking at, the thin insulations that we're putting into these systems, appear to be working as we expect them. The insulated systems have a longer time before the backside of the shelter actually begins to heat up. So there's some positive results that are coming off of the tests, but right now it's hard to say that we've gotten data that is anything other than preliminary.
I assume there's a maximum temperature at which basically nothing can protect you. Are you guys shooting for protection up to like 10,000 degrees or?
Right now, you know, it's a reliability measure. It's a probability aspect to what you're looking at. We are designing systems that would be able to handle external temperatures on the tent in excess of, let's say, 2,000 degrees F. We could handle temperatures up to 2,400 degrees F, somewhere in that range. Typically, the fires, from what we've seen, the reports that we've read from the Forester Service, standard wildland fires that they fight, the flames are usually quite a bit lower than 2,000 degrees F. So we think the tents are pretty capable in the applications that they would be looking to use them.
We're speaking with Anthony Calamino. He is a senior materials research engineer at NASA Langley. So you just started testing, or just wrapped up testing, rather. So what's the next step?
Well, the tests came on us a little sooner than we expected. I mean, they had an opportunity that opened up, so we had to accelerate our schedule from looking at new material systems and layups, sort of an R&D type effort that you would do in the laboratory, to actually scaling up and manufacturing what we thought to be our best solutions and getting them into these tests to take advantage of the opportunity. So what we would like to do now is we'd like to go back and basically push these materials or advance these insulator materials a little further where we thought that they could be in terms of their performance. So we'll be doing that in the next 3 to 4 months, improving the efficiency of the insulators that we're using. And then we will go back into another round of manufacturing full-scale articles and doing full-scale fire tests.
What's the implementation, I guess, radius, for lack of a better word? By the time this is done, is this going to be something that every fire department has?
The answer, I believe, to that is yes. The Forester Service will decide what their new design is going to be. This is very much along the lines of collaborating with them, but they are the ones that decide, you know, what technology will go into the field. From our discussions with them, they would like to implement the new fire shelter design by the end of 2017, or have most of the decision-making for that fire shelter done by that time. And at that point, when these go into service, it still is required that, you know, if you're a firefighter and you're out fighting a forest, you have to have a fire shelter.
How often does NASA do things like this? How often do you guys collaborate with the private sector to repurpose something that you've designed?
Quite often, actually. NASA collaborates with industry and manufacturers quite a bit, quite often. And the exchange of technology can often go both ways. NASA takes capabilities that exist in the commercial market, and we advance a certain technology to fit a need, a challenge that we have. But once those advancements are made, then we feed that technology back into the industry. We've done advancements in terms of ceramic composite materials now that turbine engine manufacturers are getting into their engines to make them lighter and more efficient. Winglets, many people see winglets on commercial aircraft, which is an innovation that came out of NASA to reduce drag and improve fuel efficiency. Batteries for power equipment. A lot of the battery technology came out of developments that NASA needed to complete its mission. And this is technology that we work and then feed back into the commercial markets. It's truly a pleasure to be able to work a technology and then find that there's a fit for that back in the commercial markets and see that you're doing the economy and the capabilities that we need outside as a benefit as well.